Jung saw the human psyche as being divided into a conscious and unconscious level, with the unconscious further subdivided into a personal unconscious and a collective unconscious. Consciousness plays a relatively minor role in Jungian theory, as in Freudian theory, but in contrast to Freud, who believed that healthy individuals have well-developed egos, Jung insisted that people with strong egos are blocked from becoming acquainted with unconscious aspects of themselves. The unconscious refers to the psychic content not sensed by the ego. The personal unconscious is similar to Freud's unconscious and preconscious, and consists of experiences that were once conscious, but have been repressed, suppressed, forgotten, ignored, or were too weak to make an impression in the first place. The personal unconscious contains complexes, emotionally toned groups of related ideas. For example, we might say that Jung had a father complex, strong ideas and feelings associated with the concept of father. Jung used word association tests to demonstrate evidence for these complexes. He'd deliver a list of words and have patients say the first word that comes to their head, and measure things like reaction time, breathing, galvanic skin response to show emotional reactivity. This is not really different than the kinds of tests cognitive and physiological psychologists conduct today. He was doing this work and described it to Freud when they first started collaborating. You can also see it if you watch that movie, The Dangerous Method. In addition, Jung suggested there was another level of the unconscious called the collective unconscious, which was never conscious to begin with.